Over the incoming year, the FCC will roll out a new system called PLAN, Plan, or Personal Localized Alerting Network. And it will appear first, I'm happy to say, in New York City and Washington, D.C., where it will be operational by the end of this calendar year.
That was Mayor Bloomberg yesterday. Good morning, listeners. Now, before we bring in our first guest today, everybody gather around close. I want to have a little family meeting. You all need to be on your best behavior for this first guest. Most of all, no cursing and no complaining about the station, okay? No cursing, no complaining about the station. We're having the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. This is the government agency that oversees radio stations. So if you drop an F-bomb or something, we're going to get fined. I might even get fired. And if they think the station isn't serving its mission in the public interest, convenience, and necessity, he can just take the frequencies, AM 820 and 93.9, and give them to someone else. So just be cool, okay? Okay, here he comes. Shh. Ladies and gentlemen, our first guest today is the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, Julius Genachowski. Besides overseeing all the radio and television stations in America, the FCC oversees other kinds of broadcast spectrum, like cell phone towers. In addition, it's a matter of debate how much authority they have over the Internet, like to set net neutrality rules. And they are now unveiling, with Mayor Bloomberg, a new kind of emergency alert system to be field-tested here in New York, where instead of just the old emergency broadcast system, those annoying tests on radio and television that everyone ignores, they'll send emergency notifications right to your cell phone. Let's find out more and maybe touch on a few other things with FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski. Chairman Genachowski, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning.
I hope you notice how clean everything is, including our language, our public service documents, and, are all in order. Everything okay?
Public appreciates it.
Okay. Seriously, after no surprise inspections, because next week everything goes back the way it was, I guess that what you're doing is updating the old emergency broadcast system. Here's a sample of what that sounded like.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
So that wasn't a real test of the emergency broadcast system. That was for demonstration purposes only. But your new system is really updating that for the age of personal media, correct?
That's exactly right. You know, listen, everyone has mobile phones, mobile devices. It's a fast, effective way to alert people when there is a serious emergency. And it's just common sense that we extend the emergency alert system to mobile devices.
Will this go to all cell phones?
Eventually, yes. It requires new technology inside the phone, because the way these alerts will work, the authorities will be able to localize them. And so if there's an issue in a particular part of Manhattan or a town in the south where a tornado is going to hit, alerts can be targeted to particular geographic areas. And then the other thing is that the messages will get through even if there's serious network congestion. So all of that requires a new technology in phones. Some phones on the market already are plan-enabled. They have these chips in them. And when the service launches, they'll just need software upgrades. In other cases, the technology will make its way through the system as consumers upgrade their phones.
Let me linger for a second on, since we're talking about the potential for real emergencies and the real need for emergency notifications, that issue of system congestion, because I know it happens to me that usually late in the afternoon I might have trouble on the 3G network getting through because everybody's talking to everybody at the same hours in general. Let me play a clip of Mayor Bloomberg talking about this yesterday.
There was an overload on the system, and the genius of this, it will go through the overload. The fact that the system may get overloaded and you can't make a call or receive a call from your friend is not going to get in the way. The cell tower will stop other things and send this through first.
So are you going to literally interrupt my conversation with my wife and say, Brian, you have to hear this emergency alert now or something like that?
No, but these alerts will go through even if there's congestion. First, let me describe the alerts. They'll have a unique sound, a unique vibration, and they're not going to just go into your text inbox. They'll appear on the front face of your mobile device.
So these are not audio. These are text messages.
These will start as text.
Mm-hmm.
But the technology will allow evolution in the future. But, listen, as Mayor Bloomberg said yesterday, this is one of the lessons of 9/11. This ability for the authorities to communicate to people on mobile devices with messages about what to do, what's going on, to localize them and to get them through even with congestion wasn't there. We're putting it in place now. And you can think about it in something like the tornadoes in the South last month, that here was weather that got much worse than people expected. The tornadoes were much worse than people had forecast, and hit in particular areas. Now, as time got close, the authorities knew what was likely to happen. What this kind of technology does is allow the authorities to send alerts to a particular community, say, hey, this big tornado is coming, it's serious, evacuate.
Right. How narrow is that geographic targeting? Like, we were doing on-air tornado alerts last week for fractions of certain counties. And, of course, we had a broadcast to our entire metro area to say, hey, in southwest Rockland County, southwest Sussex County, whatever, there may be a tornado coming in the next 20 minutes. But everybody had to hear that.
Well, they can be quite narrow. It'll be up to the local authorities to determine exactly what it is, but the technology will allow targeting. And the other thing about it is the way the technology will work, if you're in the affected region, you'll get the alert even if you live someplace else. So if you were visiting a town in the South or a part of Rockland County from someplace else, but you had a plan-enabled phone, you'd get the alert saying, get out of there.
My guest, Julius Genachowski, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, as we talk mostly about the new alert system that will be tested here in New York starting by the end of this year, that will alert cell phones if there are weather emergencies, potential terrorism emergencies, and things like that. Now, if you're doing this by text, are you going to have to stick to the 140-character usual text message limit?
I think there will be a message limit. I'm not sure that that's been determined. One of the things we're excited about is the accelerating this program for the launch in New York. So the whole program will be up and running nationwide by next April.
Mm-hmm.
In New York, the mayor, the mobile companies, the federal agencies, FCC and FEMA, have all committed to get this up and running by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That'll have a number of benefits. On the device and technology side, it will accelerate the availability of plan-enabled devices, because when the carriers are preparing to launch in New York, they'll effectively be preparing to launch nationally. On the government side, it'll mean that the various communications protocols and practices that have to be worked out to make this work will be worked through in New York, and we expect Washington to be by the end of the year as well. That will be very helpful to other communities around the country that are going to have to make decisions and put in place practices, because everywhere there's an emergency, you have local, state, and federal authorities.
Right.
You often have jurisdictions. Obviously, in New York, you could have New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. These are understandable. They're fine. It'll be incumbent on the local authorities, in advance of this going into effect, to have clear protocols on who communicates what, when systems for communications among the right people.
Of course.
And so having this work through in New York and then having those best practices be available to other communities around the country is a big plus.
So we're the guinea pigs. So if people screw up here, then you can avoid it later. No, I'm kidding. But
understood.
On the 140 characters, I guess you'll have to hire very concise writers for the emergency services bureaus, because a comedian I know sent us these possible emergency texts, if you're not careful. If you lived through 9/11, you've probably thought nothing could be worse than what happened that day. Well, or let us recall the words of Winston Churchill on the eve of his country's apparent destruction as we prepare for. So you want to avoid that, right?
I think you'd want to avoid that.
Are there standards that will be set in to put into place, and I guess there will be, but how do you figure out what they are with respect to potential terrorist attacks? Because, you know, we've seen the federal government now abandon the color-coded system because it wasn't seen as very functional. Everything was seen as kind of a false alarm. And under what circumstances would the city of New York or the state of New York actually activate this system for something other than weather?
Well, those will be decisions that will be made by the relevant authorities in the event of whatever might be happening. There are really two steps to this. One is, let's make sure we have a technology platform that works, that allows life-saving information to be communicated to people where they are when they need to hear it. Obviously, that gives rise to exactly the kinds of questions you're asking, which is, okay, how do we take best advantage of this technology and have it have the desired purpose? Well, that, you know, some of that still needs to be worked out, and that's fine. That's what happens with new technologies. There are other places in the world where there are similar systems that have been proven to work. In Japan, there was a tsunami warning alert system that they had in place that went to mobile devices. And between the earthquake and tsunami, the local authorities were able to send out a warning. Now, it didn't give people a lot of time, but it's clear that those warnings saved lives. And so the American authorities will be learning from what happened in Japan, and I think over time people in other countries will be learning from what happens here. We all share an interest in saving lives and improving disaster recovery.
I know you got to go in a couple of minutes. Real quick, one of our listeners wants to know why the radio alert system, broadcast alert system, was not activated on 9/11.
You know, I presume that the decision was made that their information that needed to get out was getting out. I do want to say one thing about the broadcast alert system, which is that this mobile alert system does not replace the broadcast alert system.
Clearly.
It supplements it.
It enhances it.
And so there, you know, it gives the authorities another tool, I think potentially a very powerful tool, to reach people in the event of emergencies.
Can people opt out? Is there a Big Brother element here?
So two things. One is our expectation is that this will be very infrequently used. In an ideal world, it would be never used. And, you know, but the sad lesson from history is that at some point, whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist attack, unfortunately, it pays to be ready. But we don't expect this to be a frequent alert, say there is a traffic jam on the FDR. The second thing is the program itself limits the alerts to presidential emergency alerts, state and local alerts where there is an imminent threat to safety, and amber alerts when there's a missing child and a real chance to activate a system to save that child. The way the law works that governs this, people can opt out of the amber alerts if they want. I wouldn't expect there to be many amber alerts. Hopefully there wouldn't be very many. That's how it works. Hey, Brian, I want to mention one other thing, just in case we don't run out of time, that I think it's another area of importance that is a sort of a what's to come. There's the flip side of technology and 911 that we're working on as well, and that is the ability of people to reach 911 with new technologies, to send a text to 911, to send a photo from your smartphone to 911 or a video.
Uh-huh.
Right now around the country, this technology is not enabled. And by the way, 3 years ago, people would have said, who cares? But with the rapid uptake of phones that allow photos and video and the takeoff of texting, it seems, you know, to more and more of us that we need to work hard and accelerate the transition of our 911 systems so that they can take advantage of this platform. Not an easy job. Will cost money and take time, but it's another example of things that we're working on to harness technology to save lives and improve our public safety.
That sounds like a good idea, because if people are uploading videos to the media, they might as well be able to upload emergency videos to 911. I want to thank you very much for coming on and talking about this. The chairman of the FCC, Julius Genachowski. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, listeners, everything back to normal now. The boss is gone. Seriously, until this plan system is up and running, there are other ways to get alerts. We have posted a link on our show page to a Twitter list that compiles emergency alerts from the mayor's office, the NYPD, the fire department, and others. This is a useful list compiled by New Yorkology. So if you're on Twitter, you may want to subscribe. We tweeted it at Brian Lehrer, or you can find a link at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. When we come back, we will talk job creation with the Lieutenant Governor of New Jersey, Kim Guadagno. It's one of the main things in her portfolio under Governor Christie. And we will take calls for Lieutenant Governor Guadagno from New Jersey business owners. What can the state do to help you create jobs for more New Jerseyans? 212-433-WNYC, only for New Jersey business owners for the next few minutes for Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno. Stay with us.